You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. We shall be reading the book of John, chapter 14, verse 13 and 14. And whatsoever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you look at the prayer life of the apostles, it seems like it's more effective than our prayer life. And that is true. It's more effective. And there is a reason for it. Jesus, he taught his disciples a lot of things about prayer. Today we are praying without knowing prayer. Any man that wants you to pray correctly, he does not put you in a place to come and pray for 10 hours. He first of all instructs you and teach you about prayer. But today people are not interested. And preachers also don't teach anything. They just come and bamboos people on the pulpit that they pray for 10 hours, they pray for 7 hours and so on. You're asking yourself, how do they pray like that? Even though it's not the hours we are dealing with. The point is this. Jesus taught his disciples a lot of things about prayer. This is one of it. You remember again in John 15, 7, he said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you will ask anything in my name and it shall be granted unto you. What he said in John 15, 7 is the same thing he's saying in John 14, 13 and 14 here. It's the same thing that he's saying. There are many things we must learn about prayer. Certainly, what we want to learn today is a key about prayer. When Jesus said, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it, he is not saying that his name is like a magic wand or a password. That once you enter that password, you can have access to anything that you want. That's not what Jesus said. To pray in the name of Jesus means that you are in him. You are walking in him. You are aligned with him. You are seeking his glory. You are seeking his purpose. You are seeking his desire. You are living for him. You are seeking his kingdom. So you are asking in line with this. He will do it. Because it's as good as himself making those requests. People are frustrated because they thought the name of Jesus is a password that will give them answer to their prayers. No, that's not what the name of Jesus is. You must live in accordance with that name, such that when you stand before God and make a request, it is as good as it is Jesus that is making that request. That request aligns with his purpose. That request aligns with his will. So, for example, you discover that in the office, there are so many souls that are not saved. And then you develop a burden. And then you go to God and say, Lord, Jesus died for these people, but they are not saved. I pray that you will visit them and convict every one of them as we labor in presenting the gospel to them. You see, that's a prayer Jesus Christ himself will have prayed to have those people saved. Now, so you must ensure that your entire life conforms to Jesus. Today, people are living apart from Christ, but they want Christ to be granting their prayer request. That's why you will notice your prayer life has not been effective. You've asked 1 million prayer requests. You can't even say one, just one small one like this has been granted. Because God is not a sentimental God. God is not going to say, you have prayed for 10 hours, I must do something. No, if you pray wrongly for 20 hours, it will not move God. If you pray correctly for 1 minute, it will move God. It's not the number of hours you spend praying. You must first understand the principles. So these are the things the apostles understood. They were very clear about prayer. They learned a lot about prayer. See, there was a time the apostles didn't pray. There was a time they didn't know how to pray. There was a time they begged Jesus and said, Lord, teach us how to pray. And he began to teach them. And he taught them several things. He taught them the place of faith in prayer. He taught them how not to give up in the place of prayer. He taught them so many things about prayer. So when he left and they started praying, their prayer became effective because they have learned from the master. But today, people will attend prayer meeting and not attend Bible study. Because in their mind, they just feel that if they can only pray, God will do it. They just go and quote one scripture. It's not just that you should pray. You must pray in his name. Many of you are praying in your own name. You are now ending the prayer with "in Jesus' name we pray." That is not how to pray. You are to pray in the name of Jesus, not in your name. The way you pray in your name is that all the requests are selfish, self-centered. They have nothing to do with the word, with the will of God. For example, you take yourself from Ghana, you take yourself to Canada. You didn't ask God, "Should I go to Canada? Are you sending me to Canada?" No, you didn't ask God. Then you now get to Canada and you'll be praying to God to open way for you. Or you broke the marriage covenant. Instead of you cleaving to your spouse, you say one of you should go and stay in Sweden. The other person should be in Australia. And then now you are praying for God to make your marriage work. You see, you are not living in accordance with the will of Jesus Christ. So all the prayer requests you are making, it is in your own name because it's all about you. Prayer requests daily must be in the name of Christ. You are guaranteed that God will respond once it is in the name of Christ. That's why it's very important you give yourself first to understanding how to pray, not just praying. And I'm not saying you should stop praying, but learn first how Jesus wants us to pray. What are the things he said we should note about prayer? When you know those things, then you can pray effectively. He said it, "If you ask anything in my name, I will do it." He's not lying. It is true. Anything in his name, anything. If you need money and that money is in his name. You see, the reason we are bold to ask God for money. Before, I may not be bold to ask God for money. Today, I can say, "Lord, we need $5,000. The reason I'm bold is because I'm not asking for $5,000 to eat. I'm not asking for $5,000 to buy shoe or to buy t-shirt or to... No. I know that I'm asking that $5,000 for his work that he himself initiated. Not his work that I want to do, but what he initiated, because I could see his will. Now, we will not know the will of God 100% until we leave this earth. But as we grow in him, we will be growing in the knowledge of his will. And sometimes when you make requests and it's not in accordance with his will, he himself will come and tell you. Like Paul, he said, "Take away this thorn in the flesh." Paul felt he was praying in accordance with the will of God. But on that matter, he didn't know that there was another plan of God. That thing was given to him so that he does not become proud. And because God wanted him to experience more of the power of Jesus that comes in our weakness. So God had to explain to him that this is what is going on with you. I will make my power manifest in your weakness. And so he understood that. Many people will just keep praying and say, "Oh, God doesn't answer prayer." May God give you understanding. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.